Have you ever held a book in your hands and wondered about the worlds it contains? Books are more than just paper and ink. They are like tiny portals, each one leading to a different time, a different place, even a different dimension. Some of the books hold ancient secrets, others spark revolutions, and many carry the whispers of people who are not here anymore. Did you know the oldest known story in the world is the Epic of Gilgamesh, written over 4,000 years ago on clay tablets? Or that the smallest book in the world, it's called Teeny Ted from Turnip Town, and it can only be read with a microscope. And then there is the Voynich manuscript, a mysterious book written in a language that no one has been able to decode. What could its cryptic illustrations and symbols be trying to tell us? Books have always been tied to power and mystery. In ancient Egypt, the Library of Alexandria was said to hold all the knowledge of the world. Some believe that the destruction of the Library of Alexandria set humanity back hundreds of years. And then, what about forbidden books? Over history, many books have been banned or burned because they contain dangerous ideas. But isn't it fascinating how stories have the power to survive even when others try to erase them? If you could live inside the world of any book, which one would it be and why? What book has changed the way you see the world? Why do you think stories have the power to inspire revolutions, comfort the lost, or even bring people together? Books are also personal. Each one is like a conversation with the author, even if they lived centuries ago. Books make us think, feel, and imagine. A single sentence can change your perspective, and a single story can stay with you forever. Explorers, did you know that the longest novel ever written is called In Search of Lost Time by Marcel Proust, with over 1.2 million words? And in Japan, there is a bookshop that sells only one book at a time, carefully curated to make you truly think about its mystery. Books remind us that we are never truly alone. Somewhere out there, someone has written the exact words that you need to hear today, whether to comfort you, challenge you, or ignite your imagination. So tell me, explorers, if your life were a book, what would its title be? What stories would you want future generations to read about you? And most importantly, what book will you pick up next to open a new portal? Since every book is an adventure waiting to happen, I ask you, are you ready to turn the page?